The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a very important question. Should we eat cake for breakfast? Let me explain. Okay, myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, Deidre Automatic. Yesterday we had a business meeting, and while we were there, they brought out the Dubai chocolate cake. Do you know what the Dubai chocolate cake is? It's viral on TikTok and Instagram.
It's a beautiful cake. I've never tried Dubai chocolate before.
Well, because it's very expensive.
It is.
They have it in their bakery and they say, hey, take it to work and share it with everybody. You know how hard it was for me not to eat it last night in my refrigerator? The smell driving home.
I've never smelled a cake that smells like this.
It's intoxicating. And then we're bringing it to work today. Once again, the car is filled with the smell of chocolate and it's got like a pistachio. I don't even know.
And they described like this fancy fruit on the top that
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even think it was real, but Dana says it's real fruit.
I'm going to put video up of it later at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll throw it up on my Facebook as well. I want to eat the cake for breakfast.
So I found justification for it.
Okay, Otto, tell me.
I found a Harvard study that says having cake for breakfast is actually acceptable.
Let's go!
I mean, some people have refuted it, but it's a...
Okay, why though? Why do they say...
Because when you have high carbs in the morning, like a 600 calorie carb diet in the morning...
Which this will be.
Yeah, it helps you keep losing weight throughout the day because it gets your metabolism
started.
Is
that what they say?
Well, like I said, it's been refuted.
Who did this study?
I'm sure somebody like myself who wants cake for breakfast.
So here's my fight why we should have cake for breakfast. And see if you agree with me. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Cake has eggs in it. We eat eggs for breakfast.
No, the study that...
Cake has milk in it. So, cake has olive oil in it. The guy said there's pistachios. All of these things in my mind sound like they're good for me.
In the study, it says that the people who ate low-carb diets didn't lose as much weight as the people who ate cake for breakfast. I don't know how they came to this conclusion, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, so a whole new meaning to let them eat cake. I think it's good. And last night I had dessert for dinner. So
we're on a roll. I don't know if cake for breakfast is the best thing for us, but
we're gonna have to roll out of the studio if that's the case. And you're going to China in a couple of weeks. You're supposed to drop 10 pounds before then. I don't know how we're gonna do that. We keep eating out.
We've been
busy all day. So we got home yesterday and I didn't have time to make dinner. And luckily I had a bunch of leftovers, so I was like, oh, I'll just have this for lunch. And I had flautas and guacamole and it was great, beans and rice. And then for dinner, I was like, I don't feel like cooking. And I saw a sliver left of my cheesecake that I brought home because you ate it, but that's what I had for dinner.
That was my dinner too. But why?
You say you don't like cheesecake, Otto.
Because I was hungry and I hadn't eaten anything. And I shouldn't have eaten it though because I got to go to China. I'm starting to feel like the pressure of going to China because I know absolutely no Chinese language, period.
You can't go there looking all chubby.
Well, that part. But the other part is, how am I going to communicate with people? I got to figure out how I'm going to... I know that there's somebody who knows the essential...
Very intelligent people, too.
Yeah, the essential terms that I'm going to need to like function throughout the day in China.
Well, one of them is, don't give me cheesecake. That's the main one right there.
No, I don't even know if they have cheesecake there, Dana.
Oh, they have cheesecake for sure, but they don't eat it. I've seen them. They're way more in shape than we are. All right, so what do we have for National Day Automatic?
It is National Pancake Day.
See, we've been eating cakes for breakfast anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you comfortable with your partner going through your phone? My answer right away is yes. Otto, you can go through my phone.
Give it here.
But it's weird to me if you were like, let me go through your phone.
I do think it's weird too, and there obviously shows no trust.
But in that, Chelsea, the girl we talked to earlier in the down in the DM, she went through her partner Daniel's phone. This is a brand new relationship. Turns out he was texting other women. I mean, it went down in the DM.
You are the one messaging other women while you're taking showers. I don't need to ask you because I can see the messages with my own eyes.
What are you talking about?
I know you message girls and you lied to Lauren about working. You told her that you had to work, but you were going on vacation with me. Why couldn't you just say, no, I can't get a drink with you. I have a girlfriend.
Because she never asked.
Oh, she never asked. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Why would she ask if you have a girlfriend? You're on a dating app, sir. Anyway, this is a new relationship, so I don't feel as badly. What I think is weird is that she had to go through his phone. If you have to go through someone's phone, in my opinion...
Your relationship's probably not in the best space right now.
It might be a little red flag.
But at the same time, I mean...
I'm waving it, you know?
If you got to know, you got to know.
Well, our listener, who's a therapist, says that it's normal and that you should be able to go through your partner's phone. And actually, that's part of a healthy relationship.
Hello, my name is Faith. and I am actually a couples counselor, and I was just calling because I know a lot of times people have mixed emotions about folks checking their partner's cell phone. So what I advise my clients to do is to share that information openly, like having open phones, no passwords, having moments where you guys actually exchange phones at the table and talk about what you see on each other's phones.
Can I repeat myself? I think it's okay that Otto goes to my phone. Here, what I think is weird if he's like, let me go through your phone. There is a difference. If
yeah,
you're
but
at the
I don't
point
think it's
when
that
you're
weird.
Sitting down, like, let's sit at the kitchen table and mind you, I appreciate.
If you're having trust issues, then I don't think it's that weird.
But if you're having trust issues, then there's already something wrong.
Well, sometimes the trust issues can just be in your head, and that's a way of clearing them.
But it's not in my phone.
No.
It's in your head, not my phone.
But I could be thinking it's in your phone, and when I don't find anything, it's going to help me clear my head.
In my opinion, if you start doing that kind of thing, asking, let me see the phone, let me go through the phone, that's going to cause other issues in the relationship, especially if there's nothing in the phone.
I'm a believer of, like, if you're going with intent to find something, you're going to find something that's going to upset you, even if it's not necessarily what you're agreeing with or like what you don't like. If you think the person's cheating and you don't find that message verbatim, then I think sometimes you're still going to find some dirt that upsets you.
Why did you say, why did you like this Instagram post with a guy doing a dance 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. Because if you already have something going on, it's just going to make things worse.
And
if you're going through phones, now I'm not talking about this relationship in particular. This is a new relationship. They did not need to be together. The man's on dating apps. She needed to go through his phone or she wouldn't have figured it out.
I think we should also like practice grace with this conversation, because it's something that a lot of people go through with like growing pains of a new relationship. But at the same time, it's like something that we're so new to. Like, our grandparents didn't have to deal with this. I mean, my parents didn't have to deal with this.
No, you're right.
And so having that, and it's like, dude, we're not just holding phones anymore. We're holding mini computers in our hand. I have so much information. It's just, it's a lot of stuff, and this is a new beginning for us.
And it is easier to connect with somebody if you have ill intent. It is easier because you can put something in a widget. You can hide it. You can,
that's the thing, you know? Now. It's like almost like if you find yourself at the point where you're like, I got to go through this person's phone to see if they're cheating on me, then you should just walk away, because if they really are a good cheater, then they're going to find a way to hide it.
Well, no, not if they call us. Are you comfortable showing your phone to your person? I think that's fine. Am I crazy to say, I think it's weird if someone is constantly asking you, where are you going? Let me see your phone.
It is weird.
Where are you going?
If you're in a relationship, it's okay to give that person peace of mind.
Okay, Otto. All right.
Here we go.
713-881-5965. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text, and we'll talk about this when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This down in the DM turned into, can you go through your person's phone? Because a therapist called us and said, yes, that should be part of your relationship. And for me personally, I think it's fine, but I think it's a red flag if somebody's always asking you. We have Caitlin on the line. Hi, Miss Caitlin. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Is it okay that your partner just goes through your phone every day? Do you agree with a therapist that it should just be part of your relationship?
I don't agree with that. I say you should have trust in your spouse, and that should not be an everyday thing.
Right?
If someone's going to cheat, they're going to figure out a way to cheat, phone or no phone.
Girl, speak on it. Speak on it. It's true. Yeah, you can go to the grocery store and cheat if you want to.
Yeah, I dated somebody for 2 years, and he worked out of town. And let me tell you, the man figured out a way to cheat with an older woman.
What happened?
Yeah, I came back. He had a camper, and I found underwear in the camper.
Oh no!
Not underwear in the camper.
Not the drawers.
And you know what they say? I didn't do it. I don't know how they got there.
That is the worst. I don't know how those underwear got there. What do you mean? Just random drawers came into the camper?
Blame it all on Shaggy. It wasn't me.
I would have flipped it and been like, oh, you caught me. This is what I do on the weekends.
Yes. Yep.
Damn. Sorry, sister.
I'm sure that just destroyed you at the time. How did you get away from him? What did you say? Was it over at that moment?
I ended up moving out, and of course he denied all of it, and then I found love letters typed out from the woman.
Oh my gosh. This gets worse and worse.
Oh, I can't believe this guy had multiple women with a camper.
Yep.
Damn.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, and I'm sure you're in a much better place now.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I am. Well, but yeah, definitely, you should trust your spouse. That's not something you should do every day. I'm not going to go and check emails and everything.
Who has time for that? My God. Anyway, thank you so much.
We have a lot.
Right. We love you. Bye.
You have a nice day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've seen Taylor Swift going through it. We have seen Drake going through it. Now Bad Bunny, a credible threat at his concert happened. Word is just getting out. Before we talk about it and actually play a news clip, DJ Automatic, what do you have for celebrity birthdays?
We got Serena Williams celebrating today. Friend of the show, Christina Milian.
Oh, I love her.
We also got Russ celebrating today. Nev from Catfish and Linda Hamilton. You know, that's the woman from Terminator. I always think of her as the most muscular arms in the business.
Oh my gosh, she was in Terminator 2. If you've not seen Terminator 2, check it out. Her arms.
That's the way I always remember her, is the muscular arms.
I always want those arms.
I'll be back.
All right, so it's time to get serious because obviously Bad Bunny just finished this incredible residency in Puerto Rico, generating almost $1 billion for the island. I did not know this, but the last show, his 30th show, he had Sonia Sotomayor, Justice. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be disrespectful. She's on the Supreme Court of the United States there. Many other important people. And come to find out, there was someone in the audience there to assassinate Bad Bunny.
Oh.
Había un credible death threat.
That was just one of the news reporters in Puerto Rico talking about this. It was so bad that federal agents were all throughout the entire concert, local authorities. I mean, it was all hands on deck, and they actually caught this person.
Yeah, it was scary stuff. For someone to want to do harm like this, that
was there. I'm not an FBI agent, but you have Justice Sonia Sotomayor there. You have Bad Bunny, who recently just said he didn't come into the U.S. Or soil. I know that Puerto Rico is, you know, a territory, but because for fear of ICE raids. I'm not getting political. I'm just saying the way people think right now, if you don't agree with somebody, I'm just going to take a gun out. And this has just gone too far. Are we doing?
You saw it just last week with Taylor Swift. Somebody was trying to...
We just talked about it.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, Drake. People showed up at his house.
Oh, I don't know if you know this or not, but a woman broke into Drake's home. Somebody dug underneath his house.
Oh, no. They had the guys that were shooting at the gates.
Yes. Yeah, so this is just... I don't even know what to say anymore.
I feel like Beyonce goes through this on the daily.
Why can't we just have conversations... And, you know, cordially disagree and then move forward.
Agree to disagree. It's okay. We don't have to all think the same.
The gun thing is what's scaring me. This is like, you can't say anything. You can't have a difference of opinion without somebody
wanting to take your life.
Harm you.
Yeah.
Harm you. Physically harm you. If they hadn't taken this seriously, God only knows what would have happened at that concert. There are thousands and thousands of people having a good time. And I know you've been to concerts and you're there just partying. Remember what happened in Vegas?
Yeah.
At that country concert? I mean, you're just there having fun. If somebody opens fire, you have no way of protecting yourself. I'm very glad that federal agents paid attention to this.
Salute to them, because they really did stop the problem.
Yes, they stopped the problem. I'm so glad that Justice Sonia Sotomayor is fine, that Bad Bunny's fine, and that the audience that went there to have a good time, they are good as well, and that nobody was scared that night. Because the one thing we have to remember is terrorists, the people that want to terrorize us, they want us to live in fear, and we can't do that.
Nope.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.